What do you think of Charlie Hebdo and what it said through its cartoons?
Well, they're entitled to their viewpoint and opinions, but I do remember reading and I do remember hearing as well that they were advised not to go ahead with publishing this because it's going to cause an uproar and it's going to cause outrage within the Muslim community. And I don't agree with it, in what they have expressed, in what they have said, because as a Muslim, it is offensive. We do take offense to that. However, in the current situation of law that is out there, they're entitled to their opinions, they're entitled to their viewpoints.
Do you think the magazine was asking for trouble in a sense?
I think if you put it into context, then yes, it was asking for trouble in the sense that there's going to be an uproar. I never ever envisaged or thought that it would lead to such extreme actions that I don't think anyone out there agrees with. I think more depicting the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, being offensive are because of our viewpoint in how infallible the Prophet Muhammad is, how great and honoured and honourable we deem the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that we don't feel and we'll never ever feel that, you know, you can in any way, shape or form depict him and bring him out in a cartoon format. We feel that as an utmost insult to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him. When it comes to the prophets of God, we feel that there's no concept of freedom of offending a prophet of God within the freedom of speech.
So what you're saying is that within the religion, there's no compromise?
No compromise in relation to disrespecting a prophet of God. We as Muslims categorically outright condemn these individuals who've taken the law into their own hands and have killed individuals in this whole issue that has happened. We outright condemn this, categorically condemn this. We don't agree with this, nor do we approve with this, for individuals to take the law into their own hands. Saying that, laws need to be put in place, which if an individual does commit an act of blasphemy or insulting towards any prophet of any religion, then, you know, some sort of action does need to be taken, because it's going to trigger and incite the extremists to go out and do what they're doing.